you know, the Emerson's Dunedin Marathon is coming up on Sunday the 13th of September, and we're giving someone the opportunity to be kind of sponsored by the Hits to take part in the full marathon. As part of your prize, you will be mentored, and we have gone, I tell you what, there's no mucking around here. She has all these titles, right, all these amazing titles. For me, I think November last year, when Mel competed in the Asia and Oceania 100K championship in Thailand, and she took out gold, is very impressive. That's one of many impressive titles. Mel, a mentor, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Look, I'm very well. I've got this bio of you. So Mel holds 3 New Zealand championship medals. You've got bronze, you've got gold, you've also got silver. You have won the Emerson's Dunedin Marathon event 5 times. You've finished second twice. I mean, OMG. The thing that I love about this, Mel, is you started running, what, when you were 35?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? I hated running growing up. Like, seriously hated it. I did everything to avoid it. So it's kind of a strange, you know, complete flip around, but it's kind of cool as well. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So you are going to mentor our winners of both our HITS full marathon runner and our HITS half marathon runner. So what sort of tips will you be giving them?
Yeah, look, firstly, I just think it's so cool that we have this opportunity, one, to get, you know, people to the start line and then to be able to provide some kind of support. So, you know, like for me, I'm certainly not a coach. I'd never say I'm a coach. But mentoring, it's probably something I didn't have when I started off my running. So I had no idea what I was doing. Prime example, I bought shoes based on the colour because I like the colour. So it's... You know, like it'll be mentoring, supporting, being there to give advice. You know, like it's a big deal to tackle your first full marathon, and it can be pretty daunting. So I'm hoping that I can be that person that can sort of take away some of the anxiety or pain and provide whatever support is required to get that person to the start and to the finish.
For anyone listening that's really keen to maybe, you know, be the HITS marathon runner, one big thing is we're so time poor. How much time would you say you need to commit to training? And would training start now for you to be ready in September? Is that a little bit too long? Like, what's the time frame and how much commitment would we need to give?
Yeah, look, I mean, I guess it depends entirely on what your goal is. If it's purely just to do your first, say, marathon and finish, I would encourage everybody to be running right now, but not everybody has the time, or, you know, like if they're just building up for that race, then they could, you know, they could hold off a little bit before they start, you know, more serious kind of commitment to the training. But I think it's, you know, there's no right time to start. But what I would be doing is helping somebody potentially with a bit of a program to put some structure around, you know, like what you should be doing over the course of a week. Distance-wise and different kinds of sessions and things like that. So, I would encourage everyone, just get out there and just start getting active and moving is a really good start.
So I'll go, I walk on the treadmill every morning, and sometimes I think, oh, I'm going to give it a wee run. I'll like run a minute and then walk two, etc. Then I'll do that. Next day I wake up, my hips are sore and I'm like, no, that's it. I'm not a runner. What do you say to people like me, Mel?
Well, you probably don't know what I want to say to you, but I'd sort of say harden up.
I love it.
It's always hard at the start, you know, and when you get to a point where suddenly it's not so hard, and you really just have to break through a little bit of that pain barrier and know that it's going to get better. And when you get to that sweet spot, you know, like you can't, it's such a cool feeling just to be able to go out and run. And yeah, you're still going to feel a bit sore. You know, you're putting your body through a bit, but break that barrier and then you'll absolutely love it.
Well, look, thank you so much. I'm going to finish on that note with you'll absolutely love it. Hey, thank you, Mel, for joining me this morning. We are so thrilled to have you on board as our mentor, awesome, of course, for our HITS runner, but also too, you're the ambassador for the Emerson's Dunedin Marathon. This must be such an honour for you.
Oh, look, it's the biggest honour. It's truly special, and I feel extremely grateful and lucky that, you know, I am the ambassador. Dunedin is home. the Dunedin course is one of my very first marathon distances, and so there's so many special memories, and so to be able to promote it and encourage and just be that person, I'm truly grateful. So yeah, bring it on. Oh, I-